Hello friends, we are studying the subject of advertising account planning. This is chapter 4, which is on the product and its benefits. Though it may look very simple, but this a lot of things goes behind in account planner's ability to understand product and its benefit and translate this into a communication opportunity. So I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to take you through this. Let's set the learning objectives. What is product? That we will understand through the definition, major classification of the product. Product, whenever the word product is taken, invariably you have to also presume services also. Differentiate between attributes and benefits. So what is the meaning of attributes? What benefit does it drive for the consumer? Explain the functional, emotional benefits of a product. All this is from the perspective of account planner, that you don't have to miss out. Explain the concept of benefit laddering. So let's begin. What is a product? As we say, product is anything that can be offered to a market for attention, acquisition, use or consumption. So attention acquisition means attention is something that will be in the market when acquired by the person, will take the attention, will get the attention. Acquisition, something that you wish to possess, refrigerator, air conditioners, etc. Something that you want to use, mixer grinder you want to use every day. Or consumption, we take a lot of products, Nestle masala or Maggi noodles. So all this is part of the product, is satisfies a want or a need. Broadly, marketeer says it's a need converted to want that gets satisfied by the marketeer. It can also be defined as a good, services or idea consisting of bundle of tangible and intangible attributes. Bundle of tangible and intangible attributes. Tangible is something that you can see, feel. Intangible is something that you cannot see, feel, smell, etc. As they say, that satisfies the consumer. Okay, his particular need is fulfilled. A product can be physical product, which is a car, mixer, services, which is beautician, okay, and ideas, that is, you create an idea which you try to market. So, after the client needs and the consumer understanding, the next step for the account planner, so we begin with understanding client, understanding the consumer. Now, the next thing the account planner should be familiar with is to know about, understand the product for which the communication is going to be. So there are certain classifications of the product that we will try to see, but when we get there, before that you need to understand the product classification refers to the organizations of the different types of product in certain groups. Knowing this classification can help the account planner and marketer to create an advertisement of the company's goods or service. How does it help? That is what we will try to understand. So here you see that marketing, pricing, demand, inventions, how does this product classification will help? From a marketing point of view, it can help to change the marketing budget and get the focus for the campaign. If you are introducing a new product, you require that pricing. It can change the way retailers and distributors price their products, but it's not only that. Say like if it's an innovative product, then the pricing matters. iPhone always comes with a very high price when they are introducing. Demand, consumers buy mandatory and convenience products more often than their informed purchases. There are certain things which is involved purchases, and accordingly understanding that will also help. Invention, the demand of a product which has a role in how professionals create product classification can also influence company's decision regarding the invention of the product. So if you are able to plot how the consumers are considering that product, the categorization of the product, then you will be able to probably find a gap in their categorization where probably a new invented product can fulfill that gap. Okay. So for example, classically Maggi, when they plotted the market, they realized that there is a unfulfilled need of a housewife with kids where she wanted to offer homemade food and offer warm when the kid is around, but at the same time it should be hassle-free. convenient to cook, fast to cook. That's where the category, the birth has taken place. There are four main product classifications that I said we will come to classifications. Now, these classifications are based on habit of the customer, the cost and various other characteristics. But let's understand the four classification. Convenience product. These are the item which consumer buy most often and they fulfill their certain essential need. They are most frequently used and customers do not get into too many questions, research, etc., information search, etc. Informed purchases. These are known as a goods which refers to, for which the consumers don't make often. These are not a frequently purchased item and they are done after the proper research has been done. Consumer want to be well informed. If I have to buy an audio system which will allow me to have the voice assisted command, say Alexa, Google Duo Base, I will do a lot of research. Specialty items. These are the unique product that marketers can advertise to a certain demographic without worrying about the competition. So like pregnancy determination kit which has come. Now that's such a unique this thing. Neither the consumer has to do lot of worrying about. Vis-a-vis it's a unique. There are still not many competitors. Mandatory purchase, also known as unsought goods, are the products that consumers buy out of necessity. You have to have salt in the house, you have to have the papads in the house, you have to have the masalas in the house. They are not out of necessity, but they are essential. So next is furthering your understanding about the product classification. As you can see, we saw the four classification: convenience goods, shopping goods, specialty goods, etc. I'll go back here. Informed purchase is not say covered out here. However, the same thing for the industrial goods. There is a different classification. They are known as materials and parts or consumables, capital item, that is machineries and all, supplies and services, that is the warranty service or the maintenance service, etc., related products. Now, when you look at a various industrial classification, non-software, package software, embedded software, SaaS. So this is an example which is taken for the IT industry. Okay. So now, how does it go about? So convenience goods, non-software based, so the food comes in. Shopping goods, furniture, specialty goods, housing, as I said. Now, when you go towards the packaged software, some software which is ready to use. So convenience goods, the web browser, they allow PDF readers. Shopping goods requires PDF readers to open the say price list or your menu, etc. Specialty goods, you require office suites. So where there, you know, entire power of Microsoft Office can be say like utilized by the customer. Embedded softwares are like memory stick. Consumer convenience good will be, it is easy to buy the memory stick. However, shopping goods could be smartphones. Okay. And specialty goods could be car. While if you go to SaaS, which is a software platform, don't worry too much about, but where the convenience will be the web-based email, auto emailing, etc. Shopping goods could be music streaming. And specialty will be the online banking, etc. So that's how various such classifications will give you a good idea. Similar classification is given in the bottom for industrial goods also. So not that I will say like refer and explain, but one account planner needs to clearly know a proper classification of the goods, which he has to get it from the marketer and he has to facilitate his own understanding. Okay. So many marketeers always assume that consumer will understand why they are and why should they buy the product just because they have been told about it. It is not as easy. The business owner only communicates the features of their product or services to the prospective customers. But the account planner need to know that his communication has to create a differentiating space in the mind of the consumer, and therefore consumer categorizes thing logically in his mind and puts one brand in favor kind of thing. So that is very important. Like again, taking a Maggi example, what if Maggi would have placed this as a package goods? Maggi would have placed this as a ready to cook kind of, you know, they've created a differentiated category. So then they become an exclusive contender in that. Most of the communication is more of a self-promoting. That's a danger. If you really do not work upon understanding the product categorization and then its link with the consumer, the target consumer, etc., then you will do a generic communication, which is not going to get a acceptance by the customer. Most of the communication is more self-promoting. That is what I just discussed. The account planner will understand the consumer need gaps. When you do that, it is very easy for you to understand the need gaps, and you can work with the client to see why these gaps are arising. The client will then come back with the right product, or client will understand what need development you are talking about. The planner needs to understand the product attributes and convert it into a meaningful benefit for the consumer to understand, appreciate, and finally purchase the product. So it's a planner, account planner, who has to convert. Client will tell him, I have this product, these are the features, this feature, this is the benefit, and this is how the consumer benefits. Now it's an account planner who has to pull out the single most differentiating factor, which will be communicated. The account planner is indeed the voice of the consumer. So he is the one who represents real voice of the consumer. When it comes to the buyer, the marketer, at the same time, he shoulders the responsibility of taking the message back to the consumer in a way that they know that the solution has been found, and therefore he will be inclined to purchase it. After the product classification perspective, we come to understanding the product attributes. What is it in your product? So how do you understand that? By understanding the concept of product attributes. Product attribute at the base level can be roughly divided into two categories. Now there are categorization with the tangible attributes and intangible attributes. Tangible are the physical characteristics, shape, size, color, etc. Intangible, something which is not been perceived, not been seen, not been felt. So that's an intangible. So service side, your dealership, the skilled manpower out there, etc., will become an intangible perspective. Both categories can have a lot of attributes. So under this, you can have numerous things. But broadly, consumer buyer behavior specialists is divided into 12 such classifications. It starts with the name, the image, the SKU, that is stock keeping unit, available in 1 kg, 250 grams, available in glass bottle or a Tetra pack, etc. Retail end cost prices. So what is an MRP? Will there be a barcode, etc.? Weight also in the metric system in India. So category, the brand that is the product is standing with, okay. The type of the product, is there a variant, masala variants, non-veg variants, veg variants, likewise. And custom attributes, there are certain attributes which is very exclusive for the customers. Is there any SEO related connect, etc.? Certain products can be found out using certain keywords. So those aspects has to come out. So here there is an example of a soft drink, how they use product attribute. Okay, so they have given the product attributes list, which is manufacturer, the brand, the sub-brand, the category type, kind of sweetener, the container, what is the package size and the size overall of the final pack, outer pack. And there are three types of product category: Poland Spring, Cherry Coke Zero, and Cherry Coke Zero 12-pack cans and singles of bottle. And Poland Spring 12-pack pack. So like, who's a manufacturer? So it's a Nestle. What is the brand? Poland Spring. Sub-brand, not there. Category, it's a water. Type, still water. Okay, sweetener, not applicable. Container, is a bottle pack. Is it a multi-pack? Yes, it's a 12-bottle pack. And the size is so many ounce. So this is what they've given, which is a weight, so to say. Come to Coke. The manufacturer is a Coca-Cola. Cherry Coke Zero. So what is the brand? It refers to the flavor, or it refers to the type or a variant under Coke Zero, the sub brand. Therefore, that sub brand is Cherry Coke Zero. What is the category? That product is carbonated beverages. The type is Diet Coke. So that's what it facilitates. Sweetener is Sucralose. That is the type of a sweetener. The container is a bottle, multi-pack. No, it is a single bottle, this thing, and it 20 ounce. that is a British this thing of representation of a weight. Cherry Coke zero, 12 pack cans. So everything else remains same, but container wise it's a can and available in a pack of 12, therefore it is 144 ounces. These are the values of various attributes. So when you plot this, you get a particular perspective. Likewise, you can do for toothpaste, you can do for packaged foods, etc. So what is the significance of attributes in the e-commerce world? Here, when everything is online, product attributes and marketing play a significant role. With the onset of online commerce, various other attributes had to come out. Those multi-packs and all have become a prevalent, kind of a packaging norms. As a result, not only on the other side, the search engine. So you have to have a proper product attribute understanding, proper product categorization understanding, because then you are likely to feature ahead in terms of search result, and that will lead to the better visibility, etc. And if you come under the search, etc., more and more consumer will start preferring, experiencing, etc. So as an account planner, you have to work on keeping the product information accurate and precise and properly classified and represent, so that search capability is improved. There are product information management, PIM, as they say, software which help you to optimize the product attributes management. This generally are used by the brand team. These are the dedicated of creating, managing, storing and distributing product data. They can also help in handle product attributes. So many times when you study the data, certain aspects will come out that will allow you to create a new attributes. It could be multi-pack, suppose. So the most commonly used product attribute is probably the brand. Everything around brand, so the extension, brand extension strategy or a new brand strategy, etc., can also come out. Furthering our understanding about this concept of product attributes, attributes are inherent characteristics. They are the part characteristics of the product. Second, other aspects are external, which is how you compose that. So composing of 12 ounce or cans. Look, from a bottle, when they went to the multi-pack, the cans have come in as a concept. Very flexible to use, easy to use, etc. And they are disposable. So those are the aspects which are external. Product attributes are the description a client used to define kind of product it is. Fast food, as they say, or else it's a carbonated beverage. In the water, there is a still water, etc. These attributes are the ones which are recognized by the consumer. Consumer will look for that. So whether he is wanting to buy a still water, mineral water, flavored water, what is it? So that's what. They are the characteristics of a raw material. They may be the characteristics of the raw material or characteristics of the finished products or something other than the product. I gave you the example of bottle versus can. List of attributes can help the potential users quickly compare your product with the other, so that apple to apple comparison can happen. Attributes can be, as I said earlier also, there are 12 attributes defined. They were kind of, some of them were repeated here. However, a new classification is being provided. One is horizontal classification, second is vertical. Horizontal classification, what is it? Horizontal means going this way. So you have a common attributes which are made into a horizontal attributes. So on that, this thing you go on. So again, in that table you saw the zero, Coke zero. So common attributes of fuzzy drink, that has been extrapolated. The size has been extrapolated. So for a bottle from only single pack, which is 20 ounce to 144, 12, this thing. So that kind of a built up which takes place. Attributes evaluated differently by different consumers. So in the horizontal, this thing, evaluation is most likely to be different for different category of the product by the different consumers. In the vertical, which is straight line going top to bottom, quality and performance are the vertical attributes. Generally, in that case, the product related attributes matter. In the horizontal one, even non-product attributes may matter. While in the vertical, it is mostly about the product. So things like quality, performance, etc. will matter. And these are the key aspects which a customer will first look into you. That's what makes a vertical list of attributes. So after understanding what is attributes and the categorization, etc., we get into attribute listing. Attribute listing is a creative technique used to find new ideas, solve problems, and then innovate products. So here, idea is to now list the attributes. Attributes understanding we have got. But when you sit with the creative team, when you are sitting on, say, product new innovations, you want to develop a new product, etc., in that case, a lot of debate that happened wherein which attribute first, which is second, which is third, you do the permutation combination. And that when emerge, when you effort that, you may come out with certain need. You may see a potential of these attributes moving up and giving you a leverage. So that will become your point. Now, do you have anything in there? If you have, you will rearrange. If you do not have, you will innovate a product. Attribute listing involves breaking the problem down into smaller parts and looking at an alternative solutions. Attribute listing, when done from the customer need and the problem perspective, you are able to break this into smaller parts and then determine the ranking or the relativity with the customer. That way also you are able to also determine alternative solutions. Attribute listing technique is often used in the research and development department, R&D, product department. Product departments are also there in the marketing side. They essentially first conceptualize, then they go to the R&D to help them. Especially those who are constantly keen on innovating the products, examines each of the attributes of any product, then they will determine, is there a possibility of a new idea? So in the car, say furbishing, you know, you are only have a single tone. Can you make a dual tone? Can you have other material? So that way you probably are able to create horizontal attributes, dual tone. So dual tone upholsteries are provided in a very select range. So that's why this kind of questioning could lead you to develop alternative solutions and create a horizontal or a vertical listing opportunity. What are the steps in attribute listing? Let's understand that. So let's understand the steps in attribute listing. How do you go about using this? So first step is identify the product, process, services, or the components of the product, process, services which is wished to be improved. In short, which area there is a possibility, potentiality to improve. So that is what first you have to list it. Make a list of elements of a product, which is a current element. Say you are using leather upholstery. Okay, now what are the alternatives that is coming? So first of all, make a list of existing element, okay, which has been used by the organization. Then list of all other elements that can be described with certain attributes. So now you have a alternative attribute list, combination of which along with the main element list can give you a new attribute list. Choose some of these attributes that seems particularly interesting. So a product, you know, generally you would have noticed that anniversary edition or a celebration edition, etc., that kind of a car which come out, limited edition. So what is it? So they will then probably have exclusive color, they will have exclusive, color coding, they will have some designing external on the doors, windows, a very finer use of lines and this thing, a dual tone upholstery, maybe the additional lighting system, different kind of a music system. So that is that. So one element, when you take, say, like interior, so when you took interior of the car as one element, then what can other attributes be? So will it be an upholstery? Will it be the air conditioning duct? Will it be lighting? So that way. And now then you choose a combination. Interior with this makes a powerful attribute list, makes a powerful either horizontal attribute list or a vertical attribute list, on which then you can do the product development. So the account planner job in this attribute scenario is limited, but however, he has to understand this, for which he will have to proactively ask for it. Okay. He is expected to, however, when he develops his communication plan, explain the benefit needed by the consumer so that the client can come up with the corresponding product attribute. So like on one hand is the spokesperson of the customer, he has to come out to the client and say that, you know, the benefit that is looked upon by the customer, what is that customer wants. Client then may come out with the proper attribute based new product. Finally, when the product is innovated, he needs to understand the link between the attribute based product which has been developed and the benefit that it will give it to the end consumer. So now we come to what is known as a product benefit, feature advantage benefit, as we say FAB language. So I have a feature which is automatic toaster. Advantage, it will not burn the toast. Now the benefit, you can represent in many ways. You may say that toast not burned is a cost saving. That may be the one. The other extreme, housewives are free to do other tasks. Multitasking is possible. So totally a different linked though, but irrelevant to the product any benefit, that has been a product attribute is been put up as a benefit to the customer. So now science of product benefit and its representation has to be understood. So like benefits are the actual factor which translates, okay, some value gain to the customer, which is either linked to his needs and the wants. By definition, something of a value to or the useful to the customer. However, it may not be directly product led. It is a smartness with which you represent. In marketing, a benefit explains what the feature mean and what it gives it to the customer. So automatic toaster, but to the customer, he gets a freedom. He gets an ability to do multitasking. In general, nearly every attribute has certain related benefit. Okay, many times this benefit may not be very obvious. So glucose biscuit, benefit is not very obvious. We have been eating it, but okay, what is the importance of glucose in our body, metabolism? Not that everyone will know. So that's what one has to factor out. Product benefit could be the cost effectiveness, could be the design, could be the performance, could be the perceived image, popularity, and maybe the reputation. It will give you, if that benefit is offered, this is what you may get. As an account planner, what is there? The account planner needs to understand how customer can see this benefit. He has to think from that perspective. How customer will think and see this benefit. Start with a list of product or a services features and put against that the advantage, though it is not say mentioned out here, and against advantage, then you put possible benefits, including all alternative benefits, which is linked to the product, not linked to the product. For not linked to the product, you will need to have a deep dive in the consumer's mindset. Let the story of the ad and the communication show the problem and the solution that it offers. So now if you decide that I will project a benefit as a toast not burned is toast savings achieved, then you may talk that my housewife is delighted that at the end of the month so many rupees saved, or convenience, you will show that housewife has started this thing and the moment he started she goes on to do the other work, or she is peacefully listening to the tune or a song, enjoying maybe her, nowadays you will have to show enjoying a YouTube videos of the film, and then when the toaster pulls out the toast, she is shown preparing a breakfast for the kid. So that kind of thing, multitasking, other utility other than the product. Colgate for the kids cavity protection with fluoride has been shown to be an effective decay prevention material, okay, which is recognized by the dentist, and therefore fluoride based toothpaste is of a value when used as directed by the dentist. When oral hygiene programs are promoted by the Colgate under the professional care, kids and the parents are going to benefit. Colgate Kids Cavity Protection Drive. Fluoride cavities, okay. Clinically proven fluoride formula. Extra gentle on tooth enamel. Fluoride is also, however, supposed to probably in an excess if it is done, damages the enamel. So it's a balanced fun bubble fruit flavor. So now they are adding a twist. Kids love bubble gums. So that flavor is added. Sugar free. So that's a health consciousness. Enamel safe. They are re-repeating. It's an enamel safe because customer might have a perceived risk associated with fluoride through some other external sources. So that's how the benefit representation has to happen. On digital world, how do you handle this? More or less the science remains same. Post the pandemic, consumers are reluctant to come to the store to have the physical experience and experience the benefit of the product. So now the challenge is to make them virtually understand. The online shopping experience has therefore the job that the account planner more difficult to translate the product benefit onto the digital platform, as be it internet, where they cannot touch and feel the product. So how does account planner translate? But yes, there are like virtual reality, augmented reality, they are facilitating that solution. So account planner has to think of even technology available and how that technology can make client apply to enable feel of the product, feel of the benefit. Okay. So this is one example of a product benefit on digital media. Here is a representative case study of how a product benefit can help you engage with customer better on digital media. So during the lockdown, everybody were confined to home. So what Amul came up with a campaign called Simple Homemade Recipe. They have created a hashtag. They invited chefs from all part of India, all types of eateries like bakery, hotel, catering establishment, etc. to showcase their cooking skills on their Facebook page so that those audience which are linked to that page will see to it. Here is that representative example by one of the chefs at Mumbai where midnight snacking and the idea was introduced and the recipe were provided. Each episode with this cooking show, chef shared a new recipe which they made using Amul product. Around 750 million people viewed these episodes and Amul even shared pictures of dishes prepared by their audience. So audiences also were contributing. It has released more than 700 episodes on his YouTube channel. So YouTube channel has garnered another platform for them. From this same origination, which was a net-based sharing, they converted that as a YouTube opportunity and they continue to upload. Here now you can see the engagement. So Amul India, join Amul Facebook live at so-and-so, this match comes and who's going to be presenting, etc. And you can see that 326 likes and likewise how many reshares. Those pictures will be available to Amul from the analytics that they use. So how to determine appropriate product benefit for your consumer consumption or a communication need? Gutmann's means and chain, this was developed in 82, is a way to understand why consumers choose the product they do for better product positioning. Okay. The means and chain model starts with the physical nature of the product and the attributes thereof and then works its way up to understand what the product delivers to the consumer, that is benefit. The last phase of the chain asks, what does the product help the consumer achieve? So you see that there is a bottom is that Gutmann's pyramid. You start with the attributes. There are tangible aspects that you will have to first find out. The benefit, this specific job the attribute does for the consumer. What does it give benefit? So feature advantage benefit. So you give the benefit. Now benefit, as I told you, can be product related or non-product related. So I gave you that example, toaster, automatic toaster. Product related, maybe you can say the products do not burn, the bread will not burn, or housewife gets a free time to do the multitasking. psychological consequences. What will it emotionally lead to? The emotional or a social outcome derived from experiencing the given benefit. So I told you that example, you will show that the woman is enjoying the, say, Kapil laughter show. So she is like stress relieved. So those kind of a thing. And emotional end. So that is a deeper personal and emotional benefit that a person derives. I am so relaxed despite having so much of a work because of multitasking feasibility that automatic toaster is offered. So that's a whole, the means end chain starts with the attribute, benefit related correlation, then get into the physiological consequences, and then finally the emotional ends and how it emotionally translate into benefit, something that customer will enjoy. So different between attributes and benefits. So that has been given out here. Product attribute resides in the product while benefits resides at the customer side. Very powerful. Okay. So example, a cigarette can have a reduced nicotine content. So that's a product attribute, a concrete attribute, providing the customer the benefit of a less harmful smoking experience. Okay. So less nicotine, less carcinogenic material going in your lungs, etc. So that's a another aspect. Product attributes tend to be concrete, but they can also be abstract. If especially it is very critical, attribute is in your intangible perspective or side. Example, a computer can have a microprocessor with a fast clock speed, a concrete attribute, duo core, multi-core chip, etc., and provides the benefit of being able to get your job done faster. There is a more abstract way of thinking of this attribute using term performance, you know, effectiveness, those kind of things. You represent is tangible, intangible, this thing is what? Productivity. Benefits are always abstract. So benefit when represented will be more on the abstract side, not that everyone can figure that as a benefit for the self. They are often the result of a cluster of product attributes. It may be coming due to certain multiple attributes, making it as a one benefit, some of which may be again abstract because they may be dependent on the intangible aspects. Example, think of a car safety. There is a cluster of concrete product attributes, airbags, ABS brakes, body construction, that is A pillar, etc., that gives rise to the more abstract concept of safety in case of accident. But note that safety can also be applied to the car, making it an abstract product attribute. Safety people will say that it's inbuilt, has to be in the car. So it may become more a product abstract in nature. So this is a relation between attributes and the benefit. Feature versus benefit. So what is that represented in a statement? Feature is a statement about a product or a service as to what it does, provides or can do. Benefit side, showing the end result of what the product or the service can accomplish for you. So what will it finally offer you as a utility to you? Example of an e-commerce site, if we take, is a feature, secure and encrypted transactions. Transactions are encrypted, that is coded at the point of purchase or point of origin, and tokenized, and data is once reaches the sender, it is decoded. That is known as an encryption. The benefit, when a consumer feels that their information is secured, they are 85% more likely to make a purchase with your platform, okay, than the non-secure site, which boost both online sales and referrals also. And so that's how representation of a feature benefit. I'm constantly trying to help you understand aspect of feature versus aspect of product benefit and the difference thereof.